and also the problems her daughter would come home with. There should be a strong difference.
People feel, you look tired. I thought I gave you some hours, but obviously you must have got some rest. Sit down. Some of you look tired. Some of you look tired.
Peace.
I don't think while I'm talking you want to be swatting the fucking flies. That don't make no sense. We'll work on it. Now you're going to have to settle down here, too. He's going to have to settle down up here. All of you are going to have to settle down. Don't climb up this high, nobody, because I can't do it. It distracts. All right. I was trying to say something. I don't know. Oh, last night, I don't tell you the kind of hell I had. I sat in that chair and I was reading these goddamn reports. Well, there were other reports. Steve, Jim, I got to go with them. Jim, last I had them. Jim, you had them.
Yeah, all them typewritten shit.
And I was reading reports that books are books long every goddamn night, you know, to get even caught up. I went to sleep for a fucking few minutes. I'm a son of a bitch if I didn't have a dream about somebody being on high bridges and different ones of you were leaping off into the water. And I couldn't stop this one. I'm trying to catch that one. I'm trying to catch this one. I'm trying to catch that one. And then one hit, none of you, I'm not going to say who, and you were paralyzed. Oh, what the fuck am I going to do? I want to jump so bad. I want to leap. Hear the people down there injured, people up here injured. I woke up and sweat was pouring down my neck, clear down into my belly button. This ain't the fuckingest life ever was on earth. That anybody cannot even go to bed without getting reality so involved. I didn't go to bed. I was in the damn chair. I woke up, it was just horrifying. Because I care so much, I had people injured down in the fucking water so you couldn't die. Just exactly the way my mind, you see, the subconscious is so real. They couldn't die down there, and there's back folk up there couldn't die on the fucking bridge, and I couldn't control the situation. And you talk about hell, that's as close as you can come to hell. I thought, they can't all leap, because here's one of them down there. He was screaming. He was screaming, begging me to do something, and he was paralyzed, because it was a hell of a leap, and I watched each of your bodies go down into that murky, murky, murky deep. And one of them made it. And so there wasn't an answer. There was no solution. Couldn't get everybody to jump off, because there was no guarantee everybody was going to die. And that's just true of life, too. You can jump off into water. The Golden Gate, and many have tried it, and some old folk have tried it, and come out a whole, and young ones died. So that's life. It is life. If you care. But I still would not be selfish. I don't like to watch selfish people. They're a pain somewhere, close to the ass region. What were we talking about? News? What kind of dreams do you have? Do you dream about fucking? Work on your socialism.
Talk to me.
Yeah? Work on your socialism. You might find you're worrying about some children leaping off bridges and then not being able to make it. No escape. Isn't that bad, but I care for you so much I always look for the worst. So you carry that looking for the worst over into your dream world. I don't even want to go to sleep. If somebody could find a way to keep me, just get a little rest. So, by the way, you people ought not to have to be told. You ought to be checking my blood pressure right around the clock. It ought not to be told. Because I am the best protection these people have at this particular moment. And I'll tell you, subconsciously, you reveal something if you don't do that. But subconsciously, whatever it is, and I don't want the doctor doing it, please. One of these medical, and then Marston can do it, or Judy can do it. Somebody here can do it. One of these people around here can do it. The only reason I said those people don't want more people worried about it. Because sometimes it gets worrisome. There's no need to have more people worry about it. A lot of good people here can take blood pressure. Okay, give me the news. Well, I'm looking here to see what reports are back.
This is regarding the television. As I remember you hearing, I remember hearing the news, you saying that the CIA called it Operation Distraction for the people that that the television shows that had a lot of involvement with police shows, and the shows relaxed the minds of people. And when you mentioned that a person could be in a room or a hospital, could have a major operation, and the television would kind of help get him over his illnesses because he'd be in a relaxed state of mind, not thinking of the realities of the world. And then I was thinking of like an example of
you know, they miscalculate that, though. They miscalculate that because some of them fuckers watching TV and they're dying off of the strokes and heart attacks at early age. So it isn't working just exactly right. Because some of them people don't have nothing but empty brains and they never concern themselves about anybody, but they still drop over at 50 and 45 and 39. John Wayne could never worry about nobody. He's had cancer and he's had now a heart attack. He got the best medical, he got a personal doctor that he keeps with him every day. Has for about 15 years. Ain't keeping him from dying, though. Because somebody, I know some anarchists are in here say, well, it pays not to worry, but I want to live a long time. And you must be not only an anarchist, but you must be a moron. And some of you folk talk about getting older and wanting to, you know, put it in the light of an achievement. I never, when my birthday comes, just let it come and let it pass. Go ahead, son.
And that, well, I was thinking of example of TV being people don't eat, their nutritional values ain't that high with, when they watch TV, as I was thinking of, say, the average American kid who spends about 24 hours a day or 21 hours a day watching TV, he runs to the corner store, buys him a candy bar and a Pepsi, comes home and watches TV and usually doesn't eat that much. That's true. I was thinking of that. And then you also said that about the American Visitors Fund, where they spend, congressmen spend money, or Congress spends money on touring people from different countries, lots of money from taxpayers' dollars and stuff like that, and it's just plans to get countries to help support the United States in some way or another by being friendly to them, showing them on tours and stuff like that.
Monitors ask some of the people to give you a new piece of news, new security. I wake these fuckers up. You know when we'll make them public. Just go buy them. Some of these young ones, it's ridiculous. Ask them to give you one piece of news, you go buy. Whisper. It will wake some of these people up. Because some of these folk have never, they don't remember one piece of news since they got here, as we found out there last night. I was ashamed of the performance of a young person not knowing any more than that. Ain't no damn excuse. You have to try not to know any more than that. Unless I'm looking at things from a very tired perspective, and I feel so tired that anything would be pleasant, any form of death right now. But slow or long term. It seems like it's terrible when somebody's been here for 9 months and can't give you a piece of news. That's bad shit. Sorry that our black nights, white nights are in the middle of the day. This is the hottest time, but we can't pick white nights. If I can, the next one I'll order it between 12 and 5. I'm not hostile. Am I, Martin? I love everybody, but I'm still hostile. Lower the sheet. How many more times do you think one will have to piss before they step over? Please don't prophesy. How many more times will you have to hold the ugly thing and aim it in a can? Is life that miserable to you? Then you'll be ready for revolution. How many times will you have to sit on a shithole and empty your bowels and wipe your ass and gall yourself and wait for the next time that you get something break out? Folks, some of you are not ready for revolution. That's how I've been all my life. Ever since I was a kid and had to go on living for some animals and then finally some needy person down the street. I thought, what a waste of time to shit when you could stop it all. Fertilize some greens for some poor people in Africa that long ago deserved to eat while we were wasting our fucking money like some of you did going out of style. And I still haven't had many people write about it. I've had people who had the nerve to write me notes. I never did nothing back there, Father. That's true. That's true. You did nothing. Because we'd all worked like we could have. We'd had us a goddamn submarine, an Air Force ship, and an atomic missile. That's how much money we've thrown away. I hate a silence. I hate to have to direct. Anybody go do whatever they're going to do.
The main actors of MASH are getting all messed up and stuff because they're losing their popularity.
They've all lost their positions. So Hollywood, you come and you go. They're the most celebrated. It's good that you took note of that, son. Most celebrated actors. Most popular, lost it all. And somebody else lost it. You remember another actor?
It was Kojak.
What's happening to Kojak?
He tried to commit suicide 5 times.
3 weeks, I think.
Mm.
He's on what?
Skid Row.
That's all right, my lad. I'm glad the fucker's there, because he never did nothing to help the ACLU or the NAACP, and he certainly didn't help no communists. So fuck him. I hope he rots on Skid Row. One thing makes me slightly overcome a little bit of my hostility is about black people suffering and going through hell and poor white working class people and Indians, but at least some of those son of a bitches do get some misery. It's obvious. They're all miserable. It's all miserable. Will I be quiet? Thank you, honey.
Also, you said about this lady, she was given medicine for $1 and $2. And she's a 60-year-old doctor, 68, and she was charged for illegal medicine, and she just wanted to keep the prices low so that the people, so it could be low for the people so they could afford some medicine. And she haven't changed her prices since 1947, and they're charging her for illegal medicine.
I want to add on to what Alfred has said in the UFOs. The America, they trying to find, they already know that there's UFOs. And if they trying to find out if it's going to help capitalism or if it's going to destroy it. And if it ain't going to help them, then they're going to try and make some kind of weapon that could destroy them.
I think I ought to have something to eat, probably putting this up on. Plus, I ought to have the blood pressure pill there, as my blood pressure seems to be going up. I missed that. What was that, sweetie? I missed it.
I said that America is going to try to, they already know this, UFOs, and they're going, and if the UFOs ain't going to help capitalism, and if it's going to help socialism, they're going to try to destroy them.
That's good.
The doctor?
Now, I said to start breakfast at 10:30, which would usually be the wake-up time, but they said they woke up people at 9:30.
People were up at that. They got up at 10.
Well, that was a complaint, so I just was reading it.
People got up on their own. They had to run them back inside.
Well, you can't do nothing about that. Security, move in. Don't get drenched. Save your clothes. Ain't nobody in sight. if it is going to be that, don't, which I doubt. A nice, cool rain.
Father, you spoke about two congressmen.
Shut up now. You have shut up with the rain falling. You can't hear.
You spoke about two congressmen. You spoke about Congressman Diggs, which they had him charged with defrauding the government $100,000 in 35 counts, which you get 175 years.
Yeah.
And he have had a preliminary hearing, and he pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
And he will have his trial the 6th of June. Then you spoke about Congress Miller, a New York congressman who was charged with molesting two boys.
Yeah.
And he was an outspoken congress because he once spoke out when Senator Stennis sent the two Air Force officers there behind the black male from Mississippi, which
yeah,
came
true.
Down with church.
That's true. He's one person that... You little fuckers. Shut up. That's true. That's exactly what he did. He was one of the few people that wrote a letter in condemning Stennis for doing it on our behalf, and now charged a congressman on the streets molesting two boys. Now, you know there ain't no shit to that. That's a bunch of bullshit. No congressman have to do that. He could pay and have boys come to him. Right? That stinks. If he was that way. I mean, if he was that way. I wish you two would fuck each other and shut up. Thank you. They quit. It's almost as if they had heard me. And oh, it was last walk. Even before she walked over there. I wish people would behave as well.
Chile, USA, and South Africa signed the genocide treaty. That's another thing that was mentioned. And also, Rev wanted me to reiterate on this doctor. Her name was Dr. Emery, and she's from Oregon. And she charged $1 for office visits and $2 for home visits. And the medical...
They've hounded her for years.
Yes, and the medical society is down on her now, trying to stop her from doing any type of medical work.
They got her on some kind of goddamn malpractice. She's facing going to jail. I don't know what the hell they've done to the woman.
Also, the U.S. has sent some weapons to Somalia to start this war again with Ethiopia, and this time it will be more or less a nuclear war. This is what people are afraid of now.
Recent news was they pulled out the sack. There's a tight military dictatorship. It's so tight that there's a curfew. Everybody has to be in by dark.
You also said on the news something about in West Germany concerning the satellite. Concerning the satellites that were seen over there.
The unidentified flying objects, yeah.
And it says that someone should study these satellites.
Yeah, that was what killed me. That's what killed me.
And see if they were friendly. And if they wasn't friendly, they was going to use some kind of gun or ammunition or something on them to kill them.
That's just narcissistic as hell. They're tracing all over the fucking skies, going to high altitude, trying to catch the sons of bitches and can't catch them. They think we got some kind of weaponry that's going to be able to stop somebody from outer space that's watching. I'm just hopeful. I don't believe in believing in vague hope or notions, but it is interesting that they're watching the most important. They seem to be circling around that, whatever that German name, I can't remember. No, it wasn't Nuremberg. It was something. I spelled it. Why'd you get down and say it? Give her the microphone, please.
You said N-U-B-I-R-D-I-G, Newburgh, Germany, in West Germany.
Well, I don't know shit. No, it's not Nuremberg. It was not Nuremberg.
No,
I
not New. It's N-U-B.
Newburgh or something.
R-D-I-G. Newburgh.
It was an Air Force base where all U.S. major atomic arsenals kept in Central Europe. I hope the sons of bitches are intelligent enough to watch us. It kept what?
It kept going out gradually until it was out of sight. But it could have been a satellite. It could have been anything. Because you could see it for a good while. Yeah?
They're red and green. They probably got one up there just for us. I hope. One with a high-powered nuclear bomb, maybe?
All right, quiet. You have a news article. Please come to the microphone.
People that spoke before don't keep popping up in the line.
Yeah, do that. Thank you. Look, we're not up here for stage presentations. We're trying to get people involved. And some of you people never get involved. And I tell you, I want you people going to ask everybody you can think of, ask them. But some of these people are quiet, and they hide in their quietness.
Another article that was in the news was concerning the shark that was on the beach, and it was attacked and everything in its path except children.
Wasn't just a shark on a beach. Whole fucking school of them. It's a new phenomenon they'd ever seen. Attacking everything gets in the waters out off of Australia. Whole school of them, but they don't bother children.
Dan, what's on security at night about these satellites?
I hope nuclear radiation has caused a sudden evolution of some of these species.
On security, I've seen twinkling lights up in the elements. It was smaller than, it was larger than a regular star. And as
it's the first signal that Jesus is coming. And if he comes, he'll miss here. And if he lands, he'll have holes in his ass bigger than the one he's got. And if we capture him, Reb will cook him. I ain't gonna look for no satellites to save us, honey. I didn't mean to get into no astral notions.
Dad, the news about Guyana was this morning when you were reading about Mr. Jagan said that the thing that he did yesterday was seen to be some part of a stage play when he threw the papers over his desk.
It's possible. We've heard from the Soviet Union two things that we might as well get down to some basics. That's true. We heard two things. The Soviet Union has said, we have nothing to worry about, that this country is going to move more socialist than ever before. That's what the ambassador told us. Now, that was what, a week ago? Hold it. Don't get your ass in uproar. And secondly, I told you that a week ago. Then we heard that Burnham wanted to accept, the Prime Minister wanted to accept the joint government with Jagan. But members of his own party are opposed to it. So he couldn't risk a takeover by the wrong elements. And Jagan had to deal with some people even in his own East Indian community. So that they made an undercover, under-table agreement. Under-table agreement. Now, it may be, it may not be true. We've heard it with some reliability. We've heard a lot of reliable folks say some things that were reliable and some things that were just full of shit. Now, it seems strange that Dr. Jagan would make that kind of move. It's not his disposition. He's a very controlled, quiet sort of person. And it could be a diversionary tactic to act all that upset like everything's shot to the wind. The Russians tell us don't meet with him right now. That's strange. They say out of our own welfare, don't meet with him. Obviously, they'd want us to meet with him because he's their man. He's always been their man. Maybe they don't want us to step into something and trouble something that's going to take place in the next few days. It would save us all. Because the Russians have been very friendly to us. They told us don't get in public and make more statements because that's a little late for that. And don't make these statements about the USA. Well, shit, fuck that. That's too late. We handled it pretty well. But we were worried the Russians would think we weren't strong enough because, shit, we said we'd been, you know, President Carter, he'd nice, and the embassy was nice and all that shit. And they thought it was too strong. That's what they said, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were worried.
They were worried. They admired us. They admired us. They said we were idealist. We were genuine. Revolutionaries like they were in the days of their revolution, but you've got to become aware of realities and you have to make compromises to survive. And we have to decide about what kind of compromises we're prepared to live with. That's what we have to decide. I say Russians have to make compromises because of a nuclear war. It's a terrible thing to unleash a nuclear war all over the goddamn globe, but we up here, I don't think, have to make the same kind of compromises.
If we went over into Russia's camp foolhardy, would they probably in turn try to use us as pawns in a more bigger scale to threaten the U.S.?
And they don't seem to be inclined to. They seem to be very careful and want us to be extremely careful about being seen with them, want to be sneaked in if they come in. I really think the Russians are pretty genuine along that line. They've been most concerned and considerate. Most concerned.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
I don't believe they're trying to use... If they want to use us as pawns, they'd have sure got busy. Excuse me, I'm having to take some food. Any food I eat, you can see here, I haven't eaten.
Well,
so I've got to take protein because I'm in a little blood sugar problem. Anyway, and have to explain everything you do. Everything you do, you got to explain. I'm so tired of it, I don't know what to do. This is an age-old piece of chicken, I guess. It's cold, so I can assure you I'm not enjoying it.
Another thing, that they know that we have, how we do white, I'm sure they've heard about our stands and our white knight stands, and probably not in a full detail, but in some instance, and, you know, wondering what we would do or how we would do. You know, if they got into the camp with us and things didn't go like, you know, just what they thought it would be.
I don't want to stop your dissent. I like dissent now. That's the way we grow. Now, what did she say there? I missed that. Will you people all shut up so we can hear it? It's a point of view different than mine. Will you take those fucking birds down and put them someplace on that curve and let them screw each other?
No, I was just saying probably that they've heard of how we... protect ourselves and, you know, on white nights and what have you. I wonder, you know, were they just kind of, you know, easing in and not just, you know, to see where we, how would we go or what would we do? That's what I was asking.
I'm not following. I'm not feeling too good, so it's possible. It's not you, it's me.
Start from the top and say it slowly.
No. What I was saying was, you know, like you said, that they didn't want to be seen with us, and they was, you know, we were going about in different ways of meeting the Russians. We have, you know, we're not having anything to hide, I'm saying, and have they heard about how we have white knights and what, you know, in other words, how we've done demands with the Guyana government, you know, would they figure that we would do this with them? That's what I was saying.
I want.
Put the blood pressure medicine here, and then I'll take it if I need it. But I, blood pressure, you can live with your blood pressure being high. I don't think you can't if you got a lot of will. It's 13. Here, wake up now. Wake up. Wake up. Right. That'll scare the